All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're really happy to be joined now by Olympic gold medalist for our own U.S. of A., Michaela Shiffrin. She got that in the slalom, and she's here to talk about Barilla's Share the Table program. But, Michaela, I always love having members of the U.S. ski team on, especially the ones that go downhill, because you guys are just a little bit nuts, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pretty crazy. I'm not as crazy as the ones who go 80 miles downhill, but I might be someday.
What was it for you when you were a kid? Because, I mean, I skied. I think most people in America have tried skiing, and we like getting into a tuck and going kind of fast. But for most of us, we get to the point where we're like, okay, this is getting a little bit too fast. When did you figure out that you wanted speed and you wanted more speed?
I just started really early. I started skiing in Vail, and the faster I got, my comfort level went up. And it was like kind of pushing your limits, and then you break that barrier, and then there's the next level. And it's like getting to the next level in a video game. You don't think you can do it, and then you do, and then it's fine. So now I'm probably at a comfort level where, like, I can go pretty comfortably 65 miles down the hill, but if I go any faster than that, I need to get some practice with it. So it's a work in progress, but I do think that some people have that crazy edge that they just want to keep pushing it.
I love the example you give. It's like the next level, and you save the princess, right? I mean, as you get through the video game.
Beat the dragon.
Well, you know what, Michaela? I remember watching the Olympics, and I love the Winter Olympics even more than the Summer Games. There's just something about those sports that really speaks to me. They're so thrilling. And the announcers were just gushing over you. And they said this, I mean, talk about living up to it and getting the gold, because you're still a teenager. But I forgot who the woman was, but she said, this is the most perfect skier. This is the next superstar. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's a teenager. I hope she's not listening to this. But how are you able to sort of block out those expectations and bring home the gold when everyone was telling you, oh my gosh, you're so good?
It's funny because thinking back on it, I'm in Europe the entire winter. I don't really hear any of that. And I can't actually get any sort of NBC broadcasting when I'm in Europe, because that show isn't valid in the countries that I'm in, basically. So I can't even go on YouTube and look it up. So I don't hear those announcements. And when I got to the Olympics, I pretty much went from the airport to our little hotel on the side of the hill, and from the hotel to the race, and I didn't actually see anything that crazy Olympic there. It was just like a normal race. And then after the fact, I saw all of the opening ceremony stage and the closing ceremony stage and everything. It was so big. And I said to my dad when I was down there, I was like, I am so happy I didn't come down here before my race, because then I would have freaked out. But tend to be pretty clueless. I'm just a pretty oblivious person, so I'll listen to people announcing things like that about me, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I wish I was her. And then I like go down and I do the thing, and then I'm like, oh, wait a second. So it works out really well for me, and I have a really great support team around me.
No doubt. We're speaking with Michaela Shiffrin, who brought home the gold in the slalom. And you mentioned you're in Europe, and of course that's the World Cup Tour, and that doesn't get the kind of coverage in this country that I think it deserves. And I remember when I was a kid, the ABC's Wild World of Sports might have something, but for a while there, during the World Cup Tour, I mean, you're more famous in Europe than you are probably in America, because they just care more about it, don't they?
Yeah. Well, ski racing in Austria especially, but in Europe is like, they say, the Super Bowl, the NBA, and NASCAR, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is in Europe. And it's a really big sport. And we had world championships in Schladming, Austria last year. There were something like, I think, 70,000 people, like, around and coming in and out. But 30,000 were just watching in the stands. And the stands were completely full and overflowing. The streets were full of people just trying to get closer. It was a pretty ridiculous sight. And I mean, I don't know how many people go watch the Super Bowl. I'm sure it's a lot, and then even more on TV. But it's big over there, and for whatever reason, it's not over here, which is, I I mean, I'm a little bit torn. I want it to be bigger over here. I want people to want to watch ski racing, but I also love coming back and having a little bit of that quiet time and some personal time. So I'm trying to slowly make it a little bit bigger, but also not too fast, because I want to be able to go to the grocery store and
not be mobbed, yeah.
Just shop.
Well, you know, Michaela, when I think about the discipline in the slalom, when you think about your weight shift and the edge of your ski and how you're going to dip your shoulder to hit the gate, and then those are the things you can control, but the variables of the ice, the wind, the conditions, a mogul, a snowball, all those things come down to 1/100ths of a second. And so, I mean, you can literally blow the whole race because maybe you didn't hit that one gate and you blew a half a second. What is that like when you know it's down to the 1/100th of a second?
Well, it's that's tough. It's really tough. And all of the athletes who race in the World Cup or race in the Olympics, we're all just trying to get so good that it doesn't boil down to that 1/100th. Hopefully you can separate yourself from the rest of the field by a little bit more time. So you have the, you kind of have a cushion. You can make a mistake and still be pretty sure you're on it. But the whole deal is when you're in the starting gate, you have to let go of all of your pretenses about the course or whatever it is. You just have to ski your heart out and hammer it till the finish. And whoever wants it the most and really charges the most will usually win. So it's everybody's going to make a little bit of a mistake, and the perfect run isn't always the fastest run, but the fastest run is just who's ever really putting their edges on, putting it on the line and getting their edges on edge, really tipped on edge and trying to be powerful. So that's kind of the whole interesting thing about our sport, is that it doesn't really matter if you make a mistake, just as long as you're charging hard enough and mentally strong enough to recover and maybe make that as a speed.
That's very interesting. We're speaking with Michaela Schifrin. Just a couple more questions and we'll get to the Share the Table program. You're 18 years old, you're on the podium, there's the flag, there's the national anthem, and for someone to might say, oh, she's too young to appreciate it, listen, when I was 18, I would have appreciated it. I'm sure you did, didn't you?
I did. I really appreciated it, and I was on the podium, you know, staring at the flag, they're playing our national anthem, and at that moment, I was just really trying to sing the words to the national anthem correctly. try not to make any mistakes there, but I appreciate that moment because that's when it really settled in. And my award ceremony, or the award ceremony for the women's slalom, was not till the next night. So I had a full day to kind of do interviews and try to let it sink in, and a lot of stuff was going on. And then I finally got to the award ceremony, and that was the first time I started welling up a little bit. It was on the podium, you know, in front of way too many people on TV and in the crowd. And I almost started crying, and I was like, oh God, not here, not in front of so many people. I'm such an ugly crier. But it was just, I appreciated it for so many reasons, but it was a special moment for my team and for me and all my sponsors. It's just a really cool thing.
Yeah. And well, I'll tell you what, we were all up there with you. I'm up there with you. I'm never going to have that moment. And we live vicariously through our countrymen and our countrywomen. And I don't want to say I was worried. I'm not going to say I was worried about you, but I felt that the hype was just so high on you. I was really happy that you came through, because so many times in sports, we put an athlete on a pedestal and say, oh my gosh, you know, oh, here's the next Lindsey Vonn, here's the next Peekaboo Street, yeah, whatever. And then, so I was really happy that you came through.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. No, I was really happy too. And there's definitely a lot of hype, but that's what goes along with ski racing. And if you are succeeding and you want to succeed more, people are going to, they're going to want to talk about that. And they're going to want to make comparisons like the next Lindsey Vonn, which, you know, I have a lot of comments about that. I don't ever want to take her successes away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be my own individual. But at the same time, I know that makes it more realistic for people, is to be able to see this comparison with Lindsey, who is a household name now. She's famous, you know, and people know who she is. So it's easier for them to make a connection with me, who I'm just kind of up and coming a little bit. But it's part of the deal, and I think we all at some point accept it, and hopefully we accept that before it starts happening so we can be ready to hate skiing.
Well, that's very well said. Okay, finally, Barilla, the Italian food company, I believe it's Italian, the Share the Table program. Well, what's that all about, Michaela?
Well, Barilla's doing the Share the Table program, and it's all about basically family time and healthy eating. But every time that somebody hashtags Share the Table, Barilla will make a donation to Feeding America. So it's like you can take an Instagram picture. I'm probably going to do this tonight. You can take an Instagram picture with your family saying, we're having a great Barilla dinner, hashtag share the table, and they'll make a donation to Feeding America. So it's kind of about giving back and family time and healthy lifestyle.
Listen, once again, I'm very impressed with you and as a sport, I mean, as an athlete, and very impressed speaking with you as well. You seem mature beyond your years, and for the sake of the United States ski team, I hope we see you in multiple Olympics. Best of luck, and I know you're doing real well in the World Cup, so continued success, and we'd love to catch up with you again sometime down the road, Michaela.
Thank you. This is awesome. It was nice to talk to you.
Very cool. Michaela Schifrin, gold medalist. Come on back on Sports Byline.